Good afternoon. I'm Bob McIntyre. The director of this region's English Public School Board indicates that DSB1 has already been adhering to a newly announced provincial policy on cell phones in classrooms. Education Minister Stephen Lecce updated what's called the Policy Program Memorandum this week. Director Leslie Dye says her board embraces the use of technology for learning. Personal devices are allowed if the use is directly tied to the aim of the lesson.
Cell phones for personal use, we already have a procedure that that's not to happen in our classrooms.
Dye goes on to note that Lecce has included limited exemptions.
My reading of the policy is that that would be under very special circumstances due to family considerations for the student.
Listen to our full interview over on our website. Wildfire fighters in Ontario have gained a significant win in their campaign for better long-term health care coverage. As part of a larger package being introduced by the provincial government, they will now be covered for certain types of cancer, heart disease, and post-traumatic stress disorder. The coverage will be presumptive. They'll be automatically covered and won't have to prove that it was caused by fighting fires. The New Democrats call it a long-awaited victory. You can take some of the stress out of finally getting your driver's license. The adult learning centers in Iroquois Falls and Cochrane are offering a G1 test preparation workshop. Executive Director Sarah Haldenby says it goes through the driver's handbook and potential test questions. It also has a driving mat with cars on it to teach you what to do at an all-way stop.
We teach them what the real right-of-way means and give them some situational examples and what to do in those situations.
There is no charge, and the only conditions are that you live in Cochrane or the Falls and be at least 18. That's because the learning center is government-funded to serve adults. And a rebound in transportation and warehousing helped Canada's gross domestic product rise in February. It was up 0.2%, the largest recorded month-to-month rise in over a year, at 1.4%. So far, Canada has averted a recession that many feared would happen after the Bank of Canada started increasing interest rates. Get daily and weekly news alerts delivered to your inbox by signing up at mycochranenow.com.